Chapter 1. Alone in the Universe.
Captain's Log, August 20th, 1993. Day 1,400. I have not eaten or slept in almost 4 years. It is very cold and there is no oxygen to breathe, yet I continue to press on. My last contact with a human being was before the Berlin Wall fell in November 1989. I am totally alone in outer space. It is very dark. No one sends me any news. No one calls to say hello. I have absolutely nobody to talk to. I am so very bored. Captain's Log, August 28th, 1993. Day 1408. Finally, I had some excitement today. I took a close-up picture of a giant asteroid. The photo was the very first of its kind in the history of the world. Isn't that amazing? It's really hard to photograph a giant asteroid because it's moving so quickly through space. Some of them can travel up to 100,000 miles per hour. Still, I managed to get one clean shot of it. Wow.
The lone photo taken of the asteroid Ida.
After I took the photo, I sent it via satellite down to Earth. My picture revealed that the asteroid was over 35 miles long. The thing is so big that it actually has its own tiny moon spiraling around it. Even though I'm the one who put myself at risk, I am flying through a field of asteroids after all. A bunch of scientists safe on Earth get to name my asteroid. They named it Ida. Personally, I would have named it Gigantor Supreme, but I won't complain. I never complain. I just do what I'm told. Captain's Log, August 29th, 1993. Day 1409. I'm still so bored. There is literally nothing to do. I don't have a book or even a deck of cards. There is no television. I still haven't eaten or slept, but I'm not hungry or tired. I continue to press on. All I do is press on. My next stop is Jupiter. The scientists are sending me on a suicide mission. I will throw myself into Jupiter's atmosphere, where I will be crushed into millions of tiny bits as I experience gravitational forces over 350 times those of Earth. Don't worry, I'm not scared. I will always do what I'm told. I will never get angry, frustrated, or worried, and I will never complain. What kind of creature can live without air, food, sleep, emotion, and companionship for years on end? What sort of thing would take every order, never questioning a single directive, even when it's told to sacrifice its own existence? Although the captain's log you just read is fictional, the events described in it really did happen. An explorer was launched into space on October 18th, 1989. The explorer really did snap pictures of an asteroid over 35 miles long. It took a lot of other amazing photos as well. It didn't eat, it didn't sleep, and it never complained. And believe it or not, it really did willingly hurl itself into Jupiter's tremendously strong atmosphere, where it exploded into millions of tiny bits. This brave explorer was a robot, or more specifically, a space probe, and was nicknamed Galileo. The name originally belonged to the famous Italian mathematician, astronomer, and telescope inventor, Galileo Galilei.